The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, Giant fans. Welcome to the Giant Insider Podcast. My name is Jerry Foley. I'm the senior editor of the Giant Insider newspaper. And with me, as always, is the beat writer, the heart of Giants Nation, Bick Truss, which we all miss Bick Tuesdays. Woo-woo. Chris Bisignano. Chris, last week, we were talking about the Gettleman-Mara presser. And listen, maybe it was a brain fart on my part, but I don't even think I brought up the fact that Patrick Graham was retained for another year and they were able to keep him and not have him interview, which, you know, I'm sure he wants to be a head coach one day, but I mean, look, good for us, no?
Yep. I mean, they juiced up the money and they told him they don't want him to go anywhere. And I think, we got him another year. If it's a top-ranked defense, top 12, 10, whatever it might be, next year.
Yeah.
Probably won't have him, but we do have him another year.
Yeah.
And he's a very, you know, Jerry, he's like Judge's sidekick.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
I think we saw that. Joe Judge was on The Fan yesterday morning, and he talked about how, you know, him and Graham are the only ones in the building.
Yeah.
He told the rest of the coaches, go home, be with your family, take time off, the whole deal.
Yeah.
And Graham and him are in the building. So what does that tell you, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know what that tells you about Garrett, but but it is it is Judge and Graham, and they've been going over evaluations, and they're going over free agents a little bit, and guys they might be interested in and all that. So Judge spoke very highly of them. They seem to really get along, and he's back in the fold for another year, you know. So, which I think is a great move, right? I mean, everybody is in agreement that Graham is deserving be assistant head coach and deserving to come back another year. And I don't think anybody wants to lose this dude, man. I really don't.
No. And I'm trying to think of like, when was the last time a team was 6-10 and you absolutely loved a coordinator so much and really didn't want to part ways with them? Cause it's, you know, that record just lends itself to, we got to make some changes and tweaks, but man, Giant fans were ecstatic when he was extended, especially not going to the Jets. I mean, it's a rivalry. It is what it is. The Jets are obviously looking for a head coach, and you know, Graham could have, not changed addresses and gone there, but we got him now, and thank God. And I'm with you. I think you said last time this is going to be a top five, top 10 defense if they make the right decisions in the offseason, and they'll have free agency in the draft to do that. And you know, to give Graham better players, it should be a lot of fun to watch next year, bud.
Yeah, how could you not be excited about it, Jerry?
Yeah,
right. You're going to get Carter back. Maybe X-Man gives you something, you know?
Yeah.
Of course, you got the guys we saw, you know, McKinney's and Loves, and obviously Pepper another year, and Pepper's another year, and guys like Logan Ryan, and, you know, Jerry, Dexter will be in his third year, you know? And maybe Leo Williams back and the whole deal, and, you know, you got to look, and then you got to add a few more pieces, right? So it's a lot to be excited about. I think people are very happy with Patrick Graham and his body of work this year, as they should be.
Yeah.
And it should be very, very, very interesting for next year. Yeah, because I think a lot of people feel like, okay, you know what? We got this defensive side of the ball kind of figured out, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Now let's go and figure out this offensive side of the ball. You know, there will be a playoff team. So we'll see.
Yeah, and speaking of coaches, we're the Giant Insider Podcast, but we do discuss other teams sometimes and rivals. And down the turnpike, you made a call last week and you said, you know, with what Peterson did Sunday night, was he just trying to get, it was almost like he was trying to get fired. Mm-hmm. And I took it seriously, but you listen to Philly radio too, where I live, and especially when they lose, I enjoy it. And you got, you know, it's all keep your friends close, enemy closer kind of thing. I know a lot about the Eagles because they've been beating the crap out of us for so long until this year. And they were thinking, you know, did this come from Roseman? Did this come from Jeffrey Lurie? And look, guys, we're not going to spend too much time on the Eagles, but the reality is, I think they made the same exact mistake the Giants made in 2015. I thought they should have got rid of both. They only got rid of one. And if you look at, you want to complain about Dave Gettleman, guys? Harry Roseman's drafted one Pro Bowler since 2014, and it's Carson Wentz, right? So it's a quarterback that is has a very tenuous situation there. So just thought it was interesting. He may, you know, there were rumors about him going to the Jets. If I'm the Jets, I stay clear of him because of what he did. I think that's what he did was terrible. But just thought it was a weird move by them. And I think it means that they're all in on Carson Wentz as an organization because they're paying him so much. I don't know how you took it, Chris, but that's what I thought.
Yeah, you know, we talked about that. Like, was this dude looking to get out of Philly with that move, you know?
Yeah, you said it. Yep.
And, you know, even guys that called Banks said it. They're like, yo, he's coaching to lose, you know? Yeah. I'm sorry, he's coaching to get out, to get fired, you know?
Yeah.
And it was strange, and you know, you hear more and more stuff come out that him and Roseman just won't see eye to eye anymore. Him and Wentz is a relationship that, from what I understand, cannot be repaired.
Yeah.
You know? And Roseman, they want to go with Wentz, and it wasn't going to work out, and they went separate ways. Look, this happens. You know, this happens, Jerry, with organizations, you know?
Yeah.
And it happened in Philly, you know? And now, so Peterson's gone, and from what I understand, you know, the Jets were high on Robert Saleh, you know?
Yeah.
Or Saleh, whoever you say his name.
The guy you said they shouldn't leave the building.
I mean, you know, they flew him in, interviewed him in person for his second interview, and they obviously let him walk out the door today because he's down in Philly right now, you know?
Yeah.
And so we'll see how that plays out. The Eagles are obviously behind now in the coaching search because, you know, what happened with Peterson this week.
Yeah.
So they're trying to catch up. So we'll see how that plays out. But the Eagles are a mess right now as far as that goes.
I think they're paying Wentz so much next year. If they cut him, it's $50 million. If you trade him, you know, you can't lose that contract. You got to – the other team's got to pay him. It's just – it's such a weird – It's nice. They're almost in limbo for a year. It's great for Giants fans. It's great for Washington football fans and Dallas fans. But I'm enjoying it, watching it from afar, because I just think what a crap show it is right now. But I just wanted to bring it up because you mentioned that Peterson may be coaching to get the hell out of there. And there's so much controversy around what he did. And did he like Hurts better? He obviously did. They may not. They want to go with Wentz. But listen, bud, I don't want to spend too much time on it, but if they were bringing in another GM, call me nuts at 6. I wouldn't even know if another quarterback would have been on the table for them. I have no idea what they would think, but again, not our problem, but anyway.
Well, in the case, it's not our problem, but at the same time, they are picking in front of us. Right.
So,
all indications are they're looking to go back to Wentz and he's their guy, you know?
Yep.
Which means they're probably going to go receiver, I hate to say, but they need a lot of things too, Eagles. So we'll see how that plays out. But that's where they are right now, you know. And they do pick in front of us. So we'll see, Jerry. You know, they have to get that mess cleared up down there in Philly. And I don't think anybody really feels sorry for them.
No one here. That's right. Nice.
It's just not, Jerry. It's just nice that the mess isn't involving the Giants right now.
It's wonderful. It's wonderful. And to have a Philly guy, a Lansdale Catholic guy like Joe Judge, is part of the reason that the Giants are revived. It's poetic for me. I love it. Loving it. You brought it up, where the Eagles might go in the draft. And it's very early, everyone. So these aren't predictions. But, you know, you watch that game. Was it Monday night?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Devontae Smith.
Yeah.
He had a pretty good game,
right?
Stranger things have happened but it's very difficult to see him falling to 11. We don't know what the Giants are doing in free agency, but you watch a guy like that, and I guess the only downside is he's what, 170 pounds? Can he play?
Yeah, he's a phenomenal talent, man. You know,
oh my God.
And you know, that's somebody that the Giants could use. What do you think? You know, very unlikely he's going to fall to 11, but you never know how these drafts play out. Never know.
Yeah.
But there would be some other guys out there, hopefully, if the Giants go in that direction. I don't think there's any question the Giants should go in that direction. You know,
yeah.
They need playmakers bad. And, they're going to get one back with Saquon, as we all know. And hopefully, they had another one on the outside, you know, one of these kids, or they do it free agency. But after what Gettleman and Mara said the other day, Jerry, I think it's pretty obvious that that's what they're going to be doing. You know, they talked about it. Playmakers for Daniel.
Yeah, and look, last couple of years, I mean, we had fun going into the draft in the sense that, man, I think it was even, 2 years ago especially, we're like, God, we need everything. I mean, you can draft anything and it's an upgrade. Other than Saquon, right? I mean, the Daniel Jones draft, the only spot we weren't drafting was running back. But it, everything else was on the table for the, you know, the two first rounders that they had, and then they traded up to get DeAndre Baker. But this year, you know, there really is, it's not, you can't just take anybody. I mean, there's enough positions that they need upgrade. I would say, obviously, wide receiver, edge rusher, we've talked about it. I've argued offensive line's even greater than cornerback two because of your boy Julian Love. But it's a select group of positions now, wouldn't you say?
Yeah. Yeah, it's not like, you know, like we, like 3 years ago or 2 years ago, we were like, oh, my God, they need this, you know? Now yeah. It's a few things, obviously, they need, you know?
Yeah.
So wide receiver, though, Jerry, is definitely the priority, you know? Yeah. I don't think there's any question about that. And that includes, you know, edge and offensive line. Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah. This year, they have to do something for Daniel. And that wide receiver is what they need. And, hey, look, Jerry, a lot of people are going to say, yeah, you know what, Chris? Tight end, too, you know?
Oh, Jerry Foley says that, too. Yeah, sure, sure.
So a lot of people even say, hey, if Pitts is out there, number 11, take him.
Jerry Foley's for that one, too, Chris. Yeah, I mean, I think, honestly, tight end is third on that list of receiver first, edge, right. Tight end.
Right. All right. So, a lot of people feel, obviously, because Evan just can't get it together, that a tight end is another position that, you know, you wish you could do upgrade and get a guy in there that, you know, could produce. Let's face it, that could consistently produce and do his job, not drop a ball, then have a great catch, then drop another ball, then run a sloppy route, leads to an interception, off his hands, you know, all that crap, you know. So,
What does your gut tell you with him? Sorry to put you on the spot. Because here's the deal. If they cut him, it's no money loss, no cap hit, $6 million freed up.
Yeah. What's my gut feeling as far as what, Jerry?
Keeping him or letting him go?
Oh, I think he stays for sure.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Yeah, he's going to play out his rookie deal, you know?
Yep.
They picked up the option. He's still relatively cheap. And, you know, he's going to play out his rookie deal. And they're going to hopefully they get it together with him. I don't. After 4 years, I can't see it. Sorry. But they feel they could teach him and, you know, make him do something, and probably won't happen, Jerry. I mean, it hasn't shown any indication that he could put it all together. But I guess one positive, he played 16 games this year, right?
Yeah, it's positive.
The only problem was that he dropped 8 balls, 6 leading interceptions, you know, the whole deal. So,
Good. It's such a shame because he's such a good kid. He tries hard. You've talked to him a number of times. It's like, man, have you ever rooted for somebody who struggles more, right? But, man, they really should consider moving on, but whatever.
But, you know, this is a production league. This isn't a, you know, a high five, let's be friends league. You know, it's all about production. And he'll play out his rookie contract. And, Jerry, unless we see a different type of guy next year, I don't see him getting a second contract, man.
No, I don't either. And look, we don't – do you want to talk about, like, draft order yet and prospects or no, Chris? What do you want to do? Do you want to do this to ourselves yet? Do people want to hear this?
People are talking draft already.
All right, here we go.
I mean, all right. You know.
So
you could have some fun with it. I mean, it's just early. But
yeah, this is all. We have no idea what the Giants are doing in free agency, right? So we're picking 11th. And ahead of us, all right, like, just for fun. We got Jacksonville 1, Chris. What are they doing?
Yeah, well, we know where they're going.
Okay, good. Now, this is where, like, I just think every other team, it's a crapshoot. Like, last year, it was so much easier to figure out what everyone was doing. It just was. The way it fell, it was like, they're going receiver, they're going tackle, they're going this, that. Jets. What the hell are the Jets doing? Right? Like, they can go quarterback, they can go Sewell, they can go Devontae Smith. They're literally capable of anything.
I don't think they're sold on Donald anymore. I'm going to stick with him going quarterback.
I'm just curious, which one do you think?
I'm going to go with that. I don't know. I would imagine Fields.
Yeah, Allen's rising too. Yeah.
But, you know, there's a couple other kids out there too that, you know, they might like better, like a Wilson or an Allen.
And now you got three, right? You got Miami via Houston.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're going receiver. No?
I was imagining Miami's going to go wide receiver.
Right. Okay. So potentially. All right. Okay. So according to. Okay, one receiver off the board, just say. Right, then four, you got Atlanta. I think they go quarterback. Call me nuts. Call me crazy. They could.
Well, Ryan's getting up there, man. But I think they feel Ryan's got some more time in him, Jerry, and they need a defense bad. So I'm going to go defense for them there.
Okay. All right. So we'll just say defender.
They're loaded offensively, you know, pretty much so. So they need defense bad. So I'm going to say defense for them. Not yet with Ryan, but we'll see what the new coach comes in. What happens? Go ahead.
Cincinnati.
Yeah, yeah, they need defense bad too. They need an offensive line.
Would they even think about putting Chase back with Burrow or no?
Look, I'm sure they would. You know, I'm just looking about it like, okay, well, they got a T. Higgins. You know, they have a Taylor Boyd. You know, is that really a priority for them? I mean,
you're right. It's not.
Anybody, yeah, their offensive line is a mess. You know, unless they plan on Bobby Hart playing another 4 years. Even running back, you know, although Mixon's good, so I'm sure they feel safe there. So I look at them, Jerry, and I say they need defense bad. I'm going to go defense there with them.
Philly,
I think there's a team that needs offensive line.
And Penny, Sewell hasn't gone yet, according, in our fake world here, Sewell is still out there. The stud
fake
left
world,
tackle.
The Eagles could draft him.
Right.
You know?
Yes.
Oh, they could go wide receiver. You know, I know they got the Jalen Rager kid back coming back in his second year, but other than that, you know, so
nothing.
And they won't. From what I understand, they weren't too crazy about Jalen Rager's.
No, promise. They were not. They bring up Justin Jefferson's name on Philly radio at least 12 times a day.
Yeah, yeah. So Philly, they like those, receivers too, and so that's a possibility. There, they could go anywhere. That team needs a ton.
We're at seven, and we're at Detroit.
Well, yeah, there's another team that can't stop anybody, Jerry. Oh, how about them for quarterbacks?
I know. That's what I mean. You know? Right. That's what you say. Like, four quarterbacks could go top 10 easy.
Yeah, without question. You know, I mean, are they looking to replace Stafford now?
Right.
So, I mean, they need defense, obviously, very bad. They couldn't stop anybody. And do they go quarterback?
Right. So then you got Carolina at eight. And
Carolina might go quarterback. Bridgewater's not the future there.
Yes, right. This is hilarious.
Yeah, it's gonna
I know it's always a crapshoot, but you look at the way this falls. You may have seven teams fighting for four quarterbacks, like right away, or six teams. Then you got Denver at nine. Are they locked in on lock?
On lock?
No. They're not.
I don't think they're totally sold on Locke, but I think they'll give him another. I don't think they'll go quarterback. I think they're going to stick with him a bit, you know. Okay. And they got the two receivers out there, so you could scratch them off, you know.
Right.
They need some defense, you know, and all that. So they got the Judy kid. They got the Hamler kid. They got the other Patrick. They're good there. I think we're good there for them taking a receiver.
And one more team before you get to the – what's that?
Who's in front of us, Jerry?
10. Dallas.
Oh, Dallas is a set of receiver, you know?
They have to go defense.
So they got to go defense, you know?
They have to.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's what I'm saying. You're looking good. If you look at that right there, I would say maybe Devonta Smith goes to the Dolphins, you know?
Right.
And then after that, I mean, who does Chase go to? Who's Jalen Waddle, the other kid that's really good that's coming out too?
But I guess, I'm trying to think. The worst case scenario draft for me, Chris, was the Cedric Jones draft, where we were picking fifth, and I wanted any of the four guys in front of us, which were Ogden, Keyshawn, Kevin Hardy, and Simeon Rice. And of course, they all went. And then rather than take Terry Glenn, George Young took Cedric Jones. And it was like, God, why? Okay, great. We're picking 11. You have probably four quarterbacks. I'm going to say it now. Four quarterbacks going ahead. Seven players left. There's a chance three of the receivers go. So that's set. Then now you're down to four players, Parsons from Penn State, and I'm cheating a little because I'm going to look this up, but you got Parsons from Penn State because some names are slipping my mind. Yeah, the tight end from Florida, Pitts.
How about the kid from Miami, the edge kid?
Rousseau.
Right.
Right. Now he goes, it's funny, drafts have him going anywhere from like second to 25th. I've never seen a kid, maybe like Montez Sweat, flying up and down the draft board like that. Then you have Patrick Surtain. He's going to go early, right? Cornerback. But we don't really – I don't know if I'd pass up on him. But, I'm on the Julian Love train, whatever you want to call it. Mm-hmm. And then you got, an offensive tackle like Darisaw. You have another corner in Farley. But I'm just saying, you figure they're going to get a player like that. I would just hate to go offensive line first round. But, you know, look, again, lots to play out. But it's just so interesting looking at it now, dude. You look at those teams ahead of us, they could do friggin' anything. And I know they can do it every year, but this year it really can happen where, I mean, God bless anybody who can get like five of those 10 right, because I don't see it happening.
Yeah, I mean, a lot's going to depend on whether Detroit wants to start thinking about getting, you know, replacing Stafford, right?
Right.
You would imagine Carolina is going to move. I mean, you know, they know Bridgewater's not the future there, especially the way he finished up.
They contacted Haskins, right? Not that that means anything, but I just think it's
funny. I think Haskins, they're bringing him in.
Yeah.
So now what does that tell you? You know?
Yeah.
So you gotta watch them, obviously, right?
Right.
So, like you said, man, you know, there's going to be quarterbacks thinking, man. You know?
Yeah.
Just a matter of who, where, and all that.
And how much does that Alabama kid fly up, you think, or no?
The Alabama kid.
The Alabama quarterback.
Mac Jones?
Yeah. Because now they're saying he's going in the 20s. Do you?
You know what, Jerry? I could see that in the late 20s. Yeah.
Yeah.
I could see that. I mean, I don't know the draft order, playoffs, and all that, but I could see that.
But, I mean, I guess, like, when you see these guys in shorts and these GMs and these scouts love these kids, they fall in love with them, is he the kind of guy that could rise up to a top 15 pick?
Well, I think his body of work this year is making him rise up.
Yeah.
You know, and then if he has it, I don't know if they're even going to have a combine, Jerry, but if they do, or they have a pro day.
Yeah, good point.
If they do, and if they have a pro day, or if they have a pro day in Alabama and he really shines, you can see him move it up in that right. Now, I don't think you're not talking about top 10, I don't believe, unless he really, you know, I mean, but you could see him going, you know, in the 20s. I don't think there's any question about it.
Yeah.
And Jerry, you know, you don't know, dude. All it takes is one GM say, you know what?
Yeah.
I really like what this kid, you know?
Yeah, we didn't think Daniel Jones was going six.
Yeah. All it takes is one GM say, you know what? I really like what this kid, you know, and all of a sudden he's going ninth or whatever it might be. You know what I mean, Jerry?
Yeah, yeah.
You can't. It's not definitive, this process. It's just not definitive.
I know it's annoying sometimes to read all the scenarios, but it's fun talking about it, man. I love the offseason, especially when you're picking higher and – you know, you realize at 11, you can get a really good player, a stud player. You know, the top 15, there's 15 names you can come up with right away. These guys are going to be difference makers, hopefully. Yeah. And well, what about your boy from Notre Dame, the linebacker, Jeremiah Owosu-Koramoah?
Yeah, yeah. Where's he go?
Would you like him at 11 or no?
Well, depending who's out there, Jerry.
Okay.
Depending who's out there. Yeah. Look, you know, I like him a lot. A lot of people like him.
Yeah.
You know, I think he would really fit well into Graham's system.
Yeah.
I really do.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But Jerry, like, if a Patrick Surtain is out there.
Oh, yeah.
I mean.
How can you pass him up?
How do you pass him up and team him up with Bradbury?
Right.
Don't get me wrong. We talked about the love progress. And we feel pretty good about Julian next year. Okay, you know, all that. But Jerry, if this kid falls in their lap, that's not two guys you could be. You could consider, like, you know, okay, now we got our corners, you know? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
In today's football, you can never have enough corners, dude.
Yeah, yeah. No, you're right.
But it all depends who's out there. Like, if the kid Waddle's out there, which he should be at 11, okay, you're going with him, right?
Yes.
If Chase, very good chance, Chase drops to 11, you take him.
Fun.
So it's playmakers first, just you, Jerry. Playmakers first. If for some reason those big three are gone, wide receivers, which I can't see because so many teams are quarterbacks and all that, and if Surtain is out there, or the Wu kid from Notre Dame, the edge kid, hey, there you go.
Yeah, you know, wide receivers tend to fall, you know, like, because it's a skill position, and you want to, a lot of these GMs, they build from within, so I hope this is a year that one of those guys, I mean, I'd be happy with any of those three. I mean, you like Chase even before the play, like, that was your guy most of the year, Chase.
Yes,
no?
It was. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yes. And
1,900 yards, I mean, my God.
Look, Smith is a phenomenal talent. We know that,
yeah.
You know, but you know, if there's one little thing that concerns me, it's got to be his weight.
Yeah.
You know, he's not a big kid, you know?
Yeah.
And you know, when he starts getting pounded at 175,
yeah.
You know, it concerns me a little bit. It does, you know, like Chase is a bigger kid, you know?
Yeah.
But don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that I wouldn't take Smith. I'm just saying that's just the one little concern I do have with him.
Yeah. Do you think, like, so I'm sorry, Chase had almost 1,800 yards in 2019. Do you think opting out helps some of these kids, like Parsons? Do you think that's a thing this year where you hadn't seen him in a year? Like, kind of like, remember Bosa didn't play and then he still went 2 overall and was awesome before he got hurt. You think that helps these guys at all?
I don't think it hurts them, Jerry.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
I don't think it's hurting them. Nope. I don't think it's going to hurt them.
Yeah. Good stuff.
That's the thing. Like, the question really is, okay, the kid didn't play in a year, so is that going to hurt his draft stock? You know?
Right.
And no, I don't think it does. But no, I think, you know, Parsons and, you know, and the other kid you just met, and even the other kid from Miami, Jerry, the
Rousseau, I think. Yeah. Kid, yeah. You
know? A lot of people are high in him.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So I don't think it's going to hurt. No, I don't.
It's good stuff. I don't ever get tired of talking about this. It's going to change every day up until the draft. And like free agency, yeah, we'll get into free agency more as time goes on. But another thing, dude, if they sign Robinson, you think they still go receiver at 11?
No, I don't.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
Same.
You know?
Yep.
I think they'll address another area, you know?
Yeah, I agree. And I think if they go Robinson, there might be a good indication, either, unless, you know, look, if you go Robinson, you obviously love Robinson because you got to pay him a lot of money. But there may be an indication that the Giants don't think one of those three receivers will be there at 11. That could be the possibility, too. But if they sign a lower-level receiver, like a Samuel or I saw, like, Sims is the kid from Washington who killed us but doesn't seem to kill anybody else. Somebody had him ranked in the sixth tier of wide receivers, and I thought, man, that's pretty low. Like, I'm saying a guy like that, if they sign like someone like that, then receivers in play at 11. But if they sign I think Robinson would be the only one that would discount a receiver at 11, I would think. Or what about like Godwin? I don't know. But
yeah, we'll see. The free agency is going to dictate a lot.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
All but right. They did say playmakers, so you know, on a rookie contract would have put, you know, if they do sign a big free agent like an Allen Robinson, to sit here and say, you know, I've said, Jerry, they're not going to go draft a receiver if they sign a big time, but I'm not going to put it past Gettleman either.
Yeah,
especially when you look what Dallas did, right?
Yeah,
you know, they went out and drafted CeeDee Lamb after they had Gallup and Cooper.
Still,
you know?
Can't believe he fell to them.
You know, so they look at I don't know, maybe Judge, Gettleman look at it like, okay, we're going to go after, you know, if they land a big-time free agent, a real good receiver in a free agency, okay, you know what? Here comes Chase. He's up. Hey, we'll team him up with Robinson and Chep. You know what I mean?
I'd love to be a fly on the wall in that room when they decide what they're doing. And, you know, Judge is so popular within the organization. You just think he could just, you know, wag the dog at this point, like, you know, they have their eyes set on this guy, and then Judge comes in and says, are we really going to pass on Waddle? And everybody says, no, we'll probably pick Waddle. You know, like, I just wonder, I'd love to hear the discussion internally. I think it'd be fascinating to me. Like, you know, do they stick to the board?
Yeah,
you know,
it's great stuff.
That's got to be awesome.
I think Graham's like, well, what do you mean we're not going with Satan?
Right. Hey, you guys kept me. Do you want my opinion or not?
Oh, wait a minute. I'm assistant coach here. You know?
Right. Assistant head coach.
I'm a corner away from being a top five. What are you talking about? You
know? Right. Yes. I'm like, that's funny. Or, you know, you guys know I'm going to be head coach soon, right? Like, you want to value my opinion? But that should be fun, man. I cannot wait. So. All right. You want to get to questions or you want to discuss anything else before?
Joe, you know, I'm thinking about a hog mob. Dave, shut up.
Right.
Oh, sorry, Joe. I didn't mean to interfere with you.
Yeah. Right. I'm thinking guard here. Yeah, Dave, thanks.
Yeah, Dave, thanks for your opinion, but we're going to go with Oh, okay, Joe. I'm sorry.
Yeah. All right. Anything before questions, or are we good?
Nah, that's it, man. Right. Oh, anything about the playoff game, Sherry? Any surprises to you over the weekend?
I thought Tennessee was going to take Baltimore. I was a little surprised, to be honest with you.
Okay.
I was happy to see, not happy, but I mean, it kept saying playoff Lamar. He was a monster. In that game.
Start. Yeah.
Not surprised that the Washington football team lost. I think you said, I like the Giants' chances better than theirs.
I tell you what the surprise was.
Yeah.
Is that it was actually like a game.
Yeah. Yeah.
In my opinion, with Tyler Heinicke.
Yeah.
He played much better.
Yeah.
I could ever imagine.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yep.
So that was a surprise. That was actually somewhat of a game.
Yeah.
I thought they were going to get smoked. I got to be honest with you, Jerry.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
I thought the Bills-Colts, where that could have been a Colt win, you know?
Yeah.
I had the Bills whipping them butt pretty good. That was a little bit of a surprise. So some of Frank Reich's decisions were very questionable, you know?
Yeah. You think Rivers is done?
I could see him bringing him back another year, another year, 1 year deal. You know.
Yeah.
He seemed to really like it in Indianapolis. Yeah. So we'll see. I don't know where he's going to go with his family and stuff like that, but I can see him coming back another year.
Now, I don't know about the score, the way it started, but one team neither of us surprised about. We called it when they were 11-0, right? Steelers.
Yeah. Obviously, you know, we're not going to sit here and say, oh, we knew Cleveland was going to come in and start blowing them out.
No, but
I'm never going to say that. But.
Yeah.
But did say one and done, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
It was embarrassing what happened to them.
Oh, you know, is that going to be Ben's last game?
I don't know. You know, so they're going to have to figure that out. No question. So, but, you know, look, it's going to be a really interesting weekend, too, this coming up. I guess we're not going to be back on the podcast, so we could talk about it a little bit. It's going to be an interesting weekend. You know, I think Tampa Bay is going to go into New Orleans and beat them. I really do.
Real quick, before we get to that, the Chicago Bears – they're going to keep everybody and they're going to keep the GM who brought in Foles, traded up for Trubisky and paid. Who was the other quarterback they paid money for? A ton of money. Glennon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like you again. Wow. You're okay. You're going with that formula. Good luck, guys. Yeah. Did anyone envision them beating the Saints? And did you watch that? Did you see it on Nickelodeon at all or no?
No, I didn't.
As dumb as some people think it is, I can't tell you my daughters how much they were watching it and were laughing. I mean, they're older, but I was stunned by it.
Yeah,
and it worked.
Right, that's what I heard.
They're older, and they were like, "Oh, that's awesome! Look at that!" And I'm like, "Oh my God, you're what?" And one, you know, one that doesn't really pay attention started paying attention down in distance. I'm sitting there looking at it like, "Are you, listen? I know you don't listen to our podcast, kid, but." Are you serious right now? Like, you see slime in the end zone, and now you're following along, but whatever. Yeah. Good idea by the NFL.
Yeah, and Jerry, speaking of the Bears, they have another team looking for a quarterback.
Yes.
So you got to watch for them being aggressive, like they did with Trubisky.
Right, you know? Well, they trade up that high, right.
Right, so you got to watch for them.
Yeah.
So, it's going to be interesting, man.
It's unbelievable. Sorry, go ahead, go in this weekend. My bad.
No, that was it. I think Tampa is going to get him in the third game. In New Orleans, I really don't.
Yeah.
I think Baltimore's going to go into Buffalo and beat them too, dude.
Do you really?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I do. This Baltimore team is a team at the end of the year, so you got to watch out for these guys too. Yeah. Them in Buffalo challenging Kansas City, and now they're both going to, one of them is going to get knocked out. And you know what, Jerry? Buffalo really struggles defensively. They can't defend the run, bro. Yeah. They struggle against the run, and Baltimore is really hitting on all cylinders right now. So
yeah, good point.
I think Baltimore could go in there and beat them. Yeah, I do. And AMC, Jerry, look, the Rams game was a surprise a little bit, but the defense is really good. And when you have a guy like Jalen Ramsey, dude, he takes you one of your guys right out of a game.
Yeah.
And now, will he do that against Davante Adams? Oh, we'll see. But, you know, I still like the Pack, you know, and I think it's going to be the Pack in Tampa, brother, in frozen Wisconsin there next week.
One of the guys you mentioned from the Rams going to you would like to see him on the Giants, your boy Leonard Floyd.
Yeah. Yeah, speaking of free agents, right?
Yeah.
He had a really good year and had a sack and a half, by the way, when Aaron Donald wasn't in the game.
Yeah.
Just to let you know, I know a lot of people like to put their narrative out. They only get sacks like he never played for the Bears. I must be missing something. So, like, was he a sack machine in Chicago? No. But this was a guy that I think could help the Giants, you know, if they're going to look that direction of an edge guy, you know.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you put them out there, have Leo's back, you know what I mean? And then Lorenzo caught him on the other end. You know, maybe you could have something going on there.
Yeah, he's kind of that prototypical edge guy that is going to need someone next to him to perform. But you have Leonard Williams, right? Like, he's a nice compliment guy. And he'd be an upgrade from everybody. Sorry.
And you know what, Jerry? Watching Leonard Floyd this year, he seems to be a kid that the light has gone on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He looked like a different player this year, dude.
Yep.
You know, in his first 3 years, 4 years in Chicago, he looked like a different player this year.
Yeah.
And you can't just look, obviously it helps playing with Aaron Donald. We all get that. But it wasn't just Aaron Donald too. You know, the things he was doing out there, Florida, I was like really impressed with him. That's why I'm saying that, you know, there's a kid I wouldn't mind him seeing targeting. And they wanted him 5 years. Reese was hot on him. Remember?
Yes, so. He was. Yeah, that word I remember word got out that day they were hot on two guys, Conklin and Floyd, and they both went. Bears traded up, and we got Eli Apple.
Yeah, that was a good move.
That was a great contingency plan.
Yeah, great option there, Jerry.
All right.
Jerry Reese, I mean.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Well, it's funny, like, when people are like, Jerry the idiot, I'm like, what? Why? What'd I do? And I'm, oh, right, Reese, right. Yeah. So, good stuff, dude. All right, sent out the tweet this morning, or actually this afternoon, got a ton of responses, so thank you, everybody. We'll go first, 1-1 and 56. As always, thank you both for your great work and insightful perspective. Do you think there's some similarity in terms of direction and progression of going into 21 as there was going into 84? Side note, how big of a clown is Troy Aikman? That's funny. In 84, again, I was 9 years old going into 84, but I don't remember, like, my father thinking they were going to be anything. Like, that was kind of a, that was Parcells' second year. That was a surprise year, right? I mean, you might know better than me. But yeah, I think it's more excitement going next year than back in 84.
Yes. 84, I remember. Look, we drafted Banks. You know, I remember a lot of people when we drafted Banks were like, what the hell are we drafting a linebacker?
I remember my sister saying, we have linebackers coming out of our ass. Why are we getting this kid?
Right. Yeah. Right. And basically, that's what Harry Carson told Carl, too, when he walked in the locker. What the hell are you doing? You
know? Right.
So that look, we felt we'd be better that year, Jerry.
Yeah.
But not a playoff team.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So, I think there's more excitement going into this, you know, next year with this team than it was back in 84. You know, Sims got so much, you know, so much better. The offensive line played better. And then Parcells was a different coach in 84, Jerry.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
And then, defense. So, I would say next year, Jerry, with this team.
The other part of that, Aikman, he made the statement that Aaron Donald's the best defensive player he's ever seen. Look, Aaron Donald, you could argue in this era as a top five guy with Ray Lewis, but come on, Troy. I mean, he's good. He's really good, but there's one guy, right? Like, it's kind of like Jim Brown at running back, Chris.
Troy Aikman's saying some weird stuff. Right. Yes, he is, Jerry.
Thank you.
That's why I put that on Twitter the other day. I was like, what is he talking? I forgot why I even put that tweet out there. He says something like weird, too. I'm like, what is he talking about?
It was something else he said. I remember.
Something else. Remember? Yeah, I can't.
But now, because he said that thing about Donald, I'm like, oh, come on, Troy.
Yeah. Whatever. So, look, Aaron Donald is obviously a Hall of Fame talent, but for Troy to say the best he's ever seen, defensive play he's ever seen, I don't know. That's a tough one. But, you know, Aikman's saying some stuff that's very strange lately, dude.
Yeah, I don't think opposing offensive coordinators put, you know, they do X's and O's for LT. Bill Walsh put 5-6. I don't think offensive coordinators do that for Donald. I don't think they put 99 on the board. Just me. I don't know. What do I know? All right. Joey Z. How does Chris keep the camera so steady and know when to cut off the film clips to exactly 45 seconds? Are the clips edited? Hashtag Buffoon Crew. A little insight into Bic Tuesdays, Chris.
No, I think that's just my phone editing it.
Nice. Very good.
Oh, on Twitter. That's not me doing it on purpose. No.
Okay, good.
Lisa. Well, I'll take credit for it. Like, I'm a real editor. You
know? There you go. Nice. Lisa and Peyton, can't wait for the pod. No question. Thank you both for always listening. Here we go. Now, Sergeant Mayhem, thank you. We're free agency is going to be soon. Calvin T., after seeing Baker Mayfield turn it around this season under Stefanski, why are the Giants afraid to boot Garrett and give Jones a better system? They like Garrett, right? Like, and they... I don't think they want to give Jones a third system. No?
Yep. Garrett's coming back, man. He would have been gone by now. You know, unless he gets a head coaching job. You know, he's going to be back. They don't want to really, like you just said, Jerry, they don't want to give Jones another system. They just want to give Jones more help, dude.
Right.
They want to give Garrett more help. You understand?
Yep.
People don't want to hear that, but I mean, that looks like that's the way it is. So.
Marlon L. Jr., how would you rank the big four after this season, and how long does it take to decide whether Andrew Thomas is our future left tackle? Hashtag building through wins is better than tanking. Nice. So the four guys, Chris, how do you rank them right now?
Oh, you mean the four tackles that came out?
Yeah.
Oh, Tristan Wirfs.
One.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was my guy, FYI. Sorry.
Who's Wills? And who's the other guy?
Your boy, Becton. Your boy.
Oh, Wirfs, Becton. Wills, Chadwick Wills, and Thomas.
And Becton and Will. Wirfs and Becton are like 1-1A, man, right? Like Becton.
Yeah. You know, I'm just going because Wirfs played all 16 games.
And he got like the best pass rusher record or something.
But Becton's a, man, he's a dominant kid too, man. He just gets banged up a little bit, didn't play as much. He had that one game he gave up a couple of sacks there to Clelin Ferrell of the Raiders, but he was really good. But Wirfs was the best, man. You know the kid, you'll see him Saturday, you know, or Sunday against the Saints.
Yeah, he was an absolute.
He was really good. He was phenomenal. Yep,
absolute stud. Tom Haney, will you guys ever be back on Big Blue Kickoff Live? Not in the near future, probably not. Tom, thanks for asking. Let's see. All right. And New York and L.A., from what you guys saw in Daniel Jones' two seasons, who would you compare him to, either past or present quarterbacks? Can you think of anybody, Chris?
Not really. I hate to compare. Who do you hate him compare him to? I don't know.
Yeah, it's a tough one, right? Like,
it's a tough one, yeah.
His first year he was exciting and turnover prone, and then year two it was like careful, but not much around him to work with. So it's a hard comparison. I don't know. That's a good question.
Yeah.
Here's a question, Chris, from Bart Oates at B_Oates65.
From who?
Bart Oates, Chris.
What the hell is that?
His question is, who is your favorite center in Giants history?
Oh, that's got to be Sean O'Hara.
Sean O'Hara, right?
Yeah. Nah, we're only kidding, Bart.
Come on.
We're only kidding, Bart. You know you're one of our favorites, brother. Super Bowl champion, Bart Oates, folks. That's the old Giants center from the Super Bowl teams. And you know, Bart, we love you, man. We love you.
Two times, and he was the only member of the Suburbanites that was on the 90 team. So he also won a Super Bowl with the Niners, you know, all pro. Cool.
Thanks a lot, Bart. Yeah.
And for those of you who don't know, his nickname from Parcells was Books because he was studying to be a lawyer and kind of going with the whole Suburbanites thing. There you go.
And Bart, the holidays are over, so we expect you on the podcast real soon. Talk about go down memory lane with the old Giants.
Yeah, good stuff, Bart.
And what you think of Nick Gates and these guys this year. Okay.
Good stuff. Obviously Bart Oates is our favorite center that we saw. Daryl at Daryl LeGrand. Are you looking at any inside linebackers in the draft or free agency to play next to Blake Martinez, Chris?
No, actually, I got to be honest with you. I'm really not.
Because of Tay Crowder?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, but I think we'd like to go in another direction there. I don't think I'm looking at anybody, you know, and I don't think the Giants are in free agency.
Yeah, I think, like, because of the fact they have Tay Crowder – I'm not going to count Mayo. He's a $2.3 million cap savings if you cut him. I've seen enough of Mayo. Okay, come on, move on. I'd rather give Brunson a shot than Mayo next year. I don't – inside linebacker, that's like down the list for me too of needs. Here we go, Chris. Blake at B. Carter 2002. Trying to get to people – that we usually don't get to. So I apologize to the Adriana Iafolas out there who always ask questions every week, and thank you all for repeat questions. Which would you rather have? Re-sign Leo? Well, no, so, okay. How about this? He's got re-sign Leo. Okay, what would you rather do? Re-sign Leo, sign Galladay, draft Rousseau, or re-sign Tomlinson, sign Godwin, draft Surtain. First one for me. These questions are awesome.
What was the first one?
All right, so would you rather re-sign Leo, sign Galladay, and then draft Rousseau, the guy you mentioned from Miami, re-sign Tomlinson, sign Godwin, draft Surtain?
The first one.
Yeah, me too. Me too. Without a doubt. Because you're keeping Leo.
Yeah. And you're adding another edge guy.
Edge guy, receiver. Yeah. Now, Leo is like, guys, he's priority number one for us, you know, as far as like what the Giants can do to stay competitive on defense. It's got to be re-signed. Drew Brees at Drew Bedore.
Wow, Drew Brees is asking us a question?
Drew Bees with a dollar sign.
Oh, Bees.
Yeah, my bad. That's my bad.
Oh, Drew Brees was taking time out to ask.
I mean, Bart Oates is asking questions, for God's sake. How would you guys feel about the Giants being on Hard Knocks next season?
Oh, I love it. Maybe you see my face.
That's what I thought, dude. Unbelievable. And that's there's a Chris Bisignano. That'd be awesome. No, but I mean, I'd love to watch Joe Judge behind the scenes and how he interacts with the players and get to see Chris's mug. Oh my God, it'd be awesome. It'd be phenomenal. Did you see this? So, by the way,
why is this media guy keep yelling, would you run a 7-route right, Evan?
Yeah, or who wants this guy launched? Why is launched?
It seems to be a very popular word here in training camp with the Giants, launched. I don't know where it came from. But
yeah. Another thing, I told you before, but everybody, like my Jets fans, friends of mine now, are asking me for Chris's opinion on their coaching change. Like, hey, can you ask Chris? I'm like, guys, you know what? You want his phone number here? Take it. So I laugh. It's ridiculous. They watch Big Tuesdays, too.
The Jets want their coach, Jerry. The Jets are anxious. The fans want the coach.
And the Jets fans, they watch Big Tuesday, some of them, man. They love it.
Do they?
Yes.
The Jets, too?
Well, they get mad because they said, why don't we have beat guys doing this? Like, they watch it out of, like, anger, and it's pretty funny. Like, they get pissed off.
You never told me that.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. A very good friend of mine who's a Jets fan, he's like, my Jet buddies follow your Twitter account and get pissed that their beat guys don't do something like Big Tuesday. Why the hell? Like, they get mad. Jet fans are mad at everything. They're even mad at the beat guys for not being as good. So there you go.
So I guess Big Tuesday is coming back next year, Jerry. Seems to be pretty popular. People seem to like it, right?
Has to. Absolutely.
Okay.
Vic P, does Chris paint houses?
Does what?
Yeah.
What the hell is that?
I know what it means. It's from The Irishman. Bonus points if he gets the reference. Yeah, it's from that movie, The Irishman.
Oh, I didn't see The Irishman.
Does Chris paint houses? Yeah, right.
I did not see The Irishman.
Yeah,
okay.
Perform hits. Does Chris perform hits? So there you go. TC Wellington.
Whoa, wait a minute. Well, that's not a good year then for Saquon.
Right. Would they re-sign him? You think he's got to get, you think he's got to produce
this year?
Did
they give him the money? Big time contract? Yeah, I think, you know, the way they talked about the other day with Mara, it seems like they want him here, Jerry.
Yeah.
Now, whether or not I agree with that, that's another story. But, you know, it seems like they, you know, let's see how he plays next year. But this is a big year for him, obviously, for his big his second contract. No question about it.
Here we go. Anthony Verdicchio. This guy paints houses too. Knowing DG, I'm afraid he goes after a guy like Curtis Samuel. Versatile and current Panther. Do you see him doing something like that, or can I keep my hopes on A-Rob? Plus, do you think Kenny Golladay would be a good one-year prove-it guy? Thanks, guys. Hashtag Together Blue.
Well, I could see Samuel because, you know, they've drafted him, right?
Yeah. They could see how excited we would be.
he had a big year, right. You know. He could do so many things, slot, outside, yeah. You know. So that wouldn't surprise me. As far as Golladay, I think he's, you know, I think he's looking for more than a 1 year prove it, even though he's coming off an injury, you know. I don't think he's not going to free agency unless nobody signs him, looking for a 1 year prove it. And who's the other guy, Jerry? Allen Robinson, obviously. Yeah, we'll see, you know.
Yeah, you know, we cheating a little bit here. We talked about Samuel. It's another slot guy, no?
Well, he plays a lot of slot. He plays outside, too. You know, he does both.
But he's not your typical. He's not. If they take Samuel,
he's not your typical. Right. Outside, just
they sign Samuel. You're like, no, I still want that receiver in the first round, right?
Yeah. You know. Right. So, but look, the kid's a playmaker, and the kid does things, no doubt about it, man. You know, I wouldn't be upset. Put it that way, you know.
All right, we'll go a few more. Jason Ford at JJFord07. What direction do you see the team going at running back with Gallman, Lewis, Morris, all free agents? Will it be addressed in the draft or free agency? We know Gallman stepped up, but his costs can be cap prohibitive. Hashtag buffoon crew.
Yeah,
I think all three are gone.
I agree.
Right, Gallman's gonna be too expensive. God bless him. I hope he makes millions of dollars for all he did. But I mean,
well, Morris ain't coming back.
No, Deion Lewis, forget it. Right,
Deion Lewis. Well, he's on a 2 year deal, though, right, Lewis? So he'll be back.
What's the?
I don't know. I don't think they'll cut him, Jerry.
I gotta look at the cap hit too. Can he not return kicks though? At least.
I don't think he's over. Please don't tell me he's over to kickoff returner next year, you know?
And if you're on Hard Knocks, you need to grab the camera and be like, hey, right here, you have to talk to this guy. All right. Yeah, AFC G-Men, we were trying to figure that out. If all three receivers are off the board, what do you do? Yeah, no, that's a discussion for another day. It's all right, working class memer. Does Jason Garrett get a head coaching job? Just trying to take your temperature on the topic. Do you still think he's getting that job or not?
I think for Jason, it's just charges or nothing.
Okay.
And I know the Chargers want to bring in Arthur Smith or something like that, or they're bringing in somebody else. Who the heck was it? Somebody else they're bringing in. So I know they like Garrett for a fact. I know they like Garrett. Whether or not they go with him over maybe one of his younger guys or somebody else, that's to be determined. But, if Garrett goes anywhere, it's going to be to the Chargers, you know. So just let you know that. I mean, so yeah. I don't know. I don't know if he's their number one target or anything like that. But you know, the Spanos family really likes Jason Garrett.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens. You know how these things work out, Jerry. You don't know. You know.
Yep.
But I don't think he. I don't even think he's got an interview with anybody else, right, Jerry? Just the Chargers.
That's the only one I heard. Yeah.
You know, so I could tell you that. For a fact that the Spanos family really likes Garrett, but we'll see if they want him leading the team in for the next 3-5 years. So
yeah, good point. I will go one more. NHS Giants fan, hey guys, great podcast through the season. Hope you're keeping safe. Thank you. Without adding to the O line, what is the best setup we have at the moment? Who would you start week one next season based on this season? NHS Befunker. So across the line, you would keep Zeitler, right?
Yeah. Yes, I would. Me too. Yeah.
So, what would your lineup look like next season if you don't add a
probably
thing?
Thomas.
Yeah.
You know, Thomas, Lemieux, Gates, Zeiler, and then the right tackle. We have to see. That's where we need to upgrade. Or if they go with Sola, if he comes back, you know.
Yeah.
It's a lot of money to be sitting on the bench at first. Anyway, you know.
Yeah.
I would like to see personally, Jerry. I'd like to see either a draft pick. You know. or Pert competing. We'll see how he looks in camp, you know, or free agent, whatever way. I like to see the position upgraded.
What happens to what happens to Hernandez?
I
think they move on.
Yeah, I don't know. I think what are you going to do? They're going to cut him? They might.
Yeah, it's not a lot of cap savings, but it's over $1 million, I think. Yeah. I don't know.
A lot of cap savings, but is he a depth guy? Maybe, you know.
They got to redo Zeitler because he's a $14 million hit. If they cut him, they save 12 or 12 and a half, something ridiculous.
Jerry,
I'm with you, dude. You got to keep him.
I don't think he's going anywhere.
Yeah.
Now, do they approach him? Maybe try to get that number down a little bit?
Yeah.
Give him another year or something like that, you know. But Jerry, he played well.
Right.
After a slow start to the season, he played well, dude.
I thought he was the best lineman. Him and the Gates, actually, believe it or not.
Yeah, so I don't see him going anywhere. At the beginning of the season, first three, four games, I'm like, hey, this is it for Zeitler last year, you know?
Yeah.
And the way he finished, I was like, he can't go. This guy can't go anywhere, you know?
It's like Leo. Almost like, ooh, well, got to resign him.
We're not giving Williams that type of money.
Right? No, and I know. Like, okay, but give him the money. But the same feeling when you looked at the offense, you're like, oh, we're gonna let Zeitler go? What are you, nuts?
Yeah. And then Leo Williams turns around and has an 11.5 sack season. We're like, what? You know?
Yeah. So. Like I said, well, 6-10, but there's some pieces, man. Unbelievable. All right. Thank you, everybody, for asking the questions.
You know what's funny, Jerry, about Leonard Williams?
Yeah.
There was two people in the Giant building. Well, obviously we know one. One is Banks. You know? We talked about it before. And it was somebody else, who I'm not going to mention, said the same thing to me too. Watch Leo Williams. Don't be surprised Leo Williams has a double-digit sack season. And I said to that person, what are you, on crack?
Yeah.
That guy can't get 5 in a year. He's going to get – and they were like, I'm telling you, Chris, watch him this year. You know, I didn't believe it, Jerry. We talked about it. Like, could this guy at least get 5 sacks? Remember right. One time?
Yeah.
And sure enough, man, 11.5. And it was like, wow, you know. So, and you know what opened my eyes a little bit, Jerry, though? Yeah. When Pepper Johnson told us that on a podcast.
Yep, unbelievable.
He said, you know what? What Graham has to do is let him be free. Let him do his – remember?
Yeah. Yeah, Twitter follower pointed out last week, yep.
Yeah. And, you know, and Pepper said he'll have a big – he'll have a real good sack season if you just – he's so worried about everybody else's job and he's – just let him do his thing. Remember Pepper said that?
Yep.
And awesome. I was like, okay, well, you know what? That's why he's Pepper Johnson. And I'm a – what was that guy say? A wallpaper guy? You
know, painting houses.
You know?
Nice.
I never heard that. That must be an Irish thing. I never heard that before.
Yeah, I don't know. That's not part of my world. I don't know, man. Not sure. Anyway.
While you're eating cabbage one, I'm sure that was plausible to push your table. No?
My least favorite meal, Chris. Corned beef and cabbage. Garbage.
It is?
I hate it. It's the only meal my wife makes.
With stuff in your face.
Hate it.
Stay with it. What are you talking about?
Hate it. I eat something else on St. Patrick's Day. Whatever. Yeah, call me out for it, Irish people out there. I hate it. Can't stand it. It's garbage. There you go.
Wow.
Awful.
You're in for it now, man.
Good. Anything else? We good?
Yeah, that's it, man.
All right. We'll come back probably midweek next week. Maybe talk some playoffs, talk more. I'm sure other things will happen. And, you know, if Bart Oates can respond to my email, maybe we'll have Bart Oates on again. That'd be awesome, no? Our favorite center.
Yeah. I mean, what the hell, Bart? Let's go. Let's talk Giant football.
Good stuff. All right, everybody. To order a subscription to The Giant Insider, go to www.thegiantinsider.com. Go to magster.com for a digital subscription, MAGZTER. And download the Giant Insider app from the App Store. All right, guys. Remember, Sundays are Giant days. Take care, everybody.
Bye-bye, everybody.